Hello, and thank you for joining us on another inspiring episode of Inspirations with C. Melita Webb. Today, I am wanting to discuss the issue of boundaries and perception and being okay with your life as it is and allowing others to be okay with their life too. A lot of the issues I think that are going on in a society have to do with the fact that people are getting into other people's business. I mean, they're really getting in deep. And personally, I don't have that much time or energy to give to clinging to someone else's negativity. I saw this meme last year that said, not my circus, not my monkey. And so me and my sister started this thing where it's kind of like a way we catch ourselves and just back up from a topic. And the other thing I saw, it was you don't have to join every fight you're invited to. And I think that that is really kind of the motto of what we need to claim for ourselves in order to increase our own peace and to live happier, because I don't have, as my sons say, the bandwidth to be in your business. And I really don't need you in my business. And I think that we actually function better as a society when we recognize our individual choices. We may not agree with what each other does. And that's just because of our reference points, what we've been exposed to, how we were brought up, and what we have been accustomed to seeing as the norm in our life. But what we can do is respect each other enough to realize when we are not in our lane or we've overstepped our barriers. And the other thing that I think goes along with this thought is that a lot of times people take what they see at face value without realizing that there is usually another side to what they're seeing, because your mind interprets things differently than the person standing next to you. We could be looking at the same color blue, and one of us might see it as periwinkle, more like a purple. Doesn't mean either one of us is wrong. It just means that we're different. So I like to think about that and have you think about that too, because we really just need to pull back and fight the battles that are important for us to fight and not lose the energy on scrimmages that won't matter in 10 minutes, 10 days, or a year. Save your energy for what increases your joy. Save your energy for what warms your heart and allows you to be happier and free. You have the power to create more positivity merely by just removing yourself from places you don't need to be. So think about that. Think about ways that you can bring more peace, positivity, and serenity into your space. And let the monkeys have their tumble. Let the haters have their day, and wipe your feet off and move on. That's just a quick moment of inspiration with C. Melita Webb, and I hope it helps you move through your day a little easier. Know that we are thinking of you and we appreciate you. Peace, joy, and God's love.